Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you get, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America. Now turn it up.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, guys, welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I was leaving work yesterday afternoon, driving down a little ramp, and there's a guy just standing on the sidewalk. I was like, that guy looks familiar. Can you name the person I saw standing on the sidewalk outside of work? You get five yes or no questions, Amy.
Okay, we know it's a guy. Country artist?
No.
Sports person?
No.
Ah.
Three questions left already?
Was he running?
No.
Well, just
two left.
Oh, man.
What? Was he?
Huh.
Have you ever met him before?
Yes. Haven't seen him personally in a long time, but yes.
Not a country artist?
Mm-mm.
Okie dokie. Not a sportsman. Okay. Fellow. No. Radio person?
No. Okay.
Is that it?
You've been eliminated.
No.
Eddie?
Five questions?
Okay.
Yeah. Is he alive? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Sorry, that's a question.
No.
No.
What are
you
doing?
And Amy, you can buzz in with your name if you want to guess the person.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Is he a tall feller?
Not known for being tall, but not short.
Okay, is he a singer?
Nope.
I just said, is he a
no.
country singer?
Go ahead.
Oh,
well,
he's a country.
That's three. That's why it was a bad question.
Okay.
Is he an actor?
Nope.
Is he famous?
No, but some people know him. Like, yeah, some people know him. Yeah, yeah. Lunchbox, you got five questions. You guys can jump in with your name if you want.
Okay. Athlete?
We already said that. Sports.
Nope.
I didn't ask a question. I just said athlete.
Go
I was.
Ahead. Over 55, I would say.
Okay.
Over 55.
Is this person, man, I don't even know. Like, have they been on TV? Are they known for being on TV?
No.
Dang.
But
they've never been on TV.
I don't know, they never have, but they're not known for it. Right, Mike? Okay.
Over 55.
Yeah.
Over 55. Okay.
Yes, Lunchbox, go ahead.
Is it... And like a ex-coach? Because here we go with your ex-coach again.
I said sports.
No, not known for that.
Dang it.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Scooter Braun.
No, not in the music world.
He's visiting
at all.
Scott?
Maybe. Negotiations.
Okay, so this person's not in the music world at all.
Nah. You get two more questions.
Okay, this is...
Are they bald?
Nope.
So they have hair.
Here on Music Row.
55.
Yeah, they have facial hair.
They got
facial
glasses.
Hair.
Glasses?
No glasses. Boom, done. Okay.
Burt Reynolds?
You only get one. I think he's dead. Oh. You only get one guest lunchbox.
Chip Beston.
No.
But he's been on TV.
And he's an artist.
And he's on Nashville, the show.
The answer is, who I saw on the sidewalk, Lunchbox's dad.
Oh my God. I saw him too. Okay.
Yes, I saw him as well.
I was driving out. I said, I think that's Lunchbox's dad.
Okay.
You couldn't get that at all?
Well, I had no idea. I thought Bobby saw someone. I did.
Know. Your dad. He doesn't live here. And I was like, I think that's Lunchbox's dad.
Oh, man.
Toolbox.
Yeah.
Why was he in town?
Just came to visit my mom.
Why was he up here?
He was just coming to see that he hadn't seen the new studio and he wanted to stop by. And so
did you guys record anything?
Yeah. We did a little podcast with the Sore Losers. Like, he came on the Sore Losers and hung out and just, you know, he likes to see where it's at. And he was like, oh, the new studio is really nice. He really liked the new studio.
Do you have a clip of your parents reviewing Amy's Sister's show?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is Amy's Sister's show called Building Roots on HGTV. And so I'm told that your mom and your dad both reviewed it.
Yeah, they both reviewed it. They reviewed it separately, so they didn't, you know, influence each other.
Okay, here we go. Here is Lunchbox's mom.
I liked it. I don't watch too many remodeling shows, but this one was okay. I'm like, I'd give her a chance to do my house, and that's quite a project.
So are you trying to drop hints that you want Building Roots to do your house?
Yes, I'll say it outright. I don't have to hint.
Okay.
Come do my house.
And then here's Lunchbox's dad.
What did you think of the show?
No, it was all right. I'm not one that watches those shows.
Is it something you would watch on a regular basis?
No.
And what would you give it on a grade, you know, if you're grading a paper from F to A+, what do you say?
I'd give it a B.
Okay.
Not bad.
How's the show doing?
I think well. My sister is just ready for it to just do the 8 episodes and then see what happens. So I think there's 3 have aired. So, you know.
You don't know yet, is your answer?
Yeah, I don't know yet, but she's doing well, and I'm proud of her, and I've watched every episode.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
If you guys want to email us at any time, Morgan, what's the address?
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
All right, here we go. Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband and I have been together for over 21 years. He was burned on his first marriage and was in no hurry to say, I do, again, so I didn't rush him. He is a wonderful man, a good provider, and a hard worker, so it's hard to be mad at him. Uh-oh.
What happened?
I don't know. We're about to find out. But he just forgot our 1-year wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. I'm so very hurt and upset because I waited patiently over many years for the chance to marry this man. He didn't even acknowledge our anniversary. I know all of you are married, and I would like to know how you would react to this. How can he make this up to me? Signed, a Carolina bride.
Oh, my
gosh.
The
weird thing is that they were together for 21 years, and they're celebrating their 1-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
That is...
Because he was burned from his old marriage.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time, though, to get healed. Okay, let's talk about it for a second. I think if he is someone who is often forgetful about dates... You can be irritated at him, but I wouldn't take it super personally. Now you can make him better about it. You can also, if you know it's his weakness, it's kind of hard to have great expectations about someone's weakness. You can hope they improve at it. You can help them improve. And yes, I would also be irritated. But I don't know that I would be fuming mad. You can be disappointed a little bit, but it's tough. So how he can make it up to you is, well, have him take you do something fun, you know, whatever. But I just don't know if I could be that mad at him if he's already not good at it.
I feel like if the circumstances were different and it was like first marriage, they were young, there wasn't much of history, and they hadn't been dating for 21 years, then I would be more upset about it. Of course, I would be disappointed, and I guess I would just have to communicate that to him and say, hey, this didn't make me feel good, so moving forward, can we come up with a way that you'll actually remember?
And you could have let him into it. If you know this is a weakness of his.
Yeah.
Our anniversary's in a week. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Even in a playful way, like, what are you going to do for me? Like, you can also learn something from this. Again, we should not have great expectations about people's weaknesses if this is his. It sounds like it. Again, he's a wonderful man, a good provider, and a hard worker. It's hard to be mad at him, so then don't be. Be a little disappointed. Let him make it up to you. Suggest something. and then do it, and then help him to not disappoint you. My wife helps me constantly to not disappoint her.
Yeah.
So I feel pretty good about that answer. Don't be too angry at him. Take it easy. He may forget every year.
Oh, no.
That's what my wife does. She reminds me like 2 weeks before. She's like, oh, my gosh, yes. Our anniversary is coming up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. It's crazy.
No, right.
I completely forgot.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just
so y'all
have
just
a little
need
grace.
To be led.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Help us out a little bit.
Y'all just need to be taken to the water.
We're dumb. Yeah.
We're in a rope. Take us. Put an apple in front of us. Walk us there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, over the top of the horse,
the carrot.
All right. Take it easy on him. Show a little grace, but make sure he makes it up to you. But don't be mad. All right, that is the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
For inspiration to reach your goals, join Ben Nempton to get on track to make the seemingly impossible possible. Register for the May 5th event at expresspros.com/express talks. Attend for a chance to win a career coaching session with me. On the phone is Jennifer in Wisconsin. Jennifer, what's going on?
I'm having my morning coffee.
Yes.
And I have a question for Lunchbox.
Okay.
I was wondering, does his wife put him on an allowance? Because, you know, between the lottery tickets, making bets.
No, my wife doesn't put me on an allowance because we don't share finances. So I have my money. She has her money. So she can't tell me or dictate what I spend my money on because it's my money.
Does she ever raise her hand though and go, you're spending a little too much on lottery tickets, don't you think?
Nope.
What about your kids? Because you have three kids. Do you each have a kid and a half?
No, we split it on percentages. You know what I mean? Like I do this. Okay, I pay 70% of daycare and I pay a little bit more of the mortgage, things like that.
You have to break all of your bills down by percentages based on what?
Based on she knows that, she doesn't have a job. She has to go into her retirement plan was, that 401k.
You make her use her 401k?
Because she's raising your three children.
The money she saved?
Wait.
Well, it's not my fault that...
What?
Like, she had money saved. She had savings account, you know what I mean? And then she got pregnant. She got
pregnant.
But she lost her job due to COVID, and she hasn't gotten a job since. And so she's kind of starting to dip into a 401k.
But she's raising the kids.
I understand.
And so why don't you cover everything then?
Her pregnant.
Whoa. No, it's a household. It ain't I pay for everything. This ain't sugar daddy. I mean,
but she's taking care of the kids.
You don't think I help take care of the kids?
You help. You may go in a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? You think I just sleep all day? Partly. But I help take care of the kids. I change diapers. I mean, I put them down for naps.
I would think for a season, though, if she's lost her job because of COVID, he just steps up, pays the bills, and they...
I've increased my percentage. I've been nice and not said, okay, you have to maintain your same level of commitment on the money, but...
What do you think that percentage raise was?
It was like 10%.
Oh, no, good for you, man.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so, Jennifer, there is no issue because Lunchbox doesn't allow there to be an issue.
Okay.
All right, thank you for that call.
You're welcome. Bye, studio.
Bye. From buffalo.edu, basing your happiness solely on money is making you unhappy. This is completely a Lunchbox story here. According to a new study, basing your self-worth on how much money you can make leads to many problems. Researchers found that people who think their success is tied to their salary or net worth are setting themselves up for negative comparisons to others, which increases stress and anxiety. Your thoughts, Lunchbox?
I would say I'm glad I didn't go to Buffalo EDU because it sounds like a miserable place if they don't understand the value of money and how happy it makes you.
Buffalo EDU? Yeah. .edu is...
.education.
Yeah,
that's their website.
Oh.
Yeah. Not the university.
The problem... that valuing money too much ends up causing a feeling of lack of control. That's
okay. Yeah, tell that to Elon Musk. I mean, I bet you he's miserable in life. You know what I mean? Woo! And the Kardashians, they're hating their life with all that money. Jeez, it's terrible.
Are you sad because you don't make as much money as you wish you did?
Oh, I wish I made as much money as them, yes.
So
as them. But you're sad you don't make as much money as them. Almost nobody makes as much money as them.
Yeah, you picked like random people that are like a small percentage of society.
Yes, I would like to make more money. Everybody would like to make more money.
But does
guys.
It make you sad? Does it give you anxiety that you're not making millions and millions of dollars?
No, because I just have dreams. I have focus. I'm going to get there, so I'm not sad yet. What? If I don't ever get there, it'll be a life failure.
What's his dream?
What is your focus? And what's
to make
there?
Millions.
What's there? You to make millions.
Yeah.
And what's your plan? Your focus?
I mean, acting is going to be part of it. I mean, my acting career will take off, and then you get a big movie role, you get $25 million a film.
Okay, but that's only for like the absolute biggest that have done it for a long time and can draw box office numbers.
Well, that's where I'm going. That it takes stepping stones. You have to start out small and you get there. I mean, they didn't get there overnight. Their first movie, they didn't make $25 million. You got to get that first break and then boom, you got to capitalize. Strike while the iron is hot.
So your acting career?
My acting career.
Anything else?
Yeah, storage units.
Okay. Yeah, I meant that one too.
Yeah.
Stepping stone.
I mean, there's just this job. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's pretty much it.
Lottery.
And lottery. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll get you there quick.
If you had to bet on one of those four to make you millions.
Ooh, I would say lottery is number one.
Okay.
Then acting.
Yeah.
If that's number one, then none of them are attainable.
Then this job.
Okay.
And then probably storage units.
All right. Well, okay. We appreciate you sharing that with us this morning.
Thank you.
And being vulnerable. I know it's tough.
I open up and you guys laugh at me.
I did.
Not
I mean, I don't hear you guys sharing your financial plans because you don't have one. See, exactly. You need to be prepared.
You're not prepared.
None of that None sounded of like a legit business plan.
Okay, thank you, Lunchbox.
You're welcome. Bobby Bones
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Jake Owen is headed out on the Up There, Down Here tour. It's kicking off in Ohio in May. Check out jakeowen.net for more details. Chris Stapleton performed in his home state at the University of Kentucky's Kroger Field this weekend, along with Willie Nelson and family, Sheryl Crow and Madeline Edwards. Their concert raised over $1 million to help his home state of Kentucky. Jimmy Allen announced the Betty James Festival for a second year. It will be held in his hometown of Milton, Delaware. Jimmy will headline and fellow country artists Lainey Wilson, Chase Beckham, We the Kings, J.J. Rupp, and more will be performing. I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This dog is awesome and super smart. So Jorge, and he's got a 9-year-old flat coat retriever named Charlie. They were at a park, and they saw all these baby ducks that were trapped inside of a drainage pipe. Jorge couldn't get into the drainage pipe. He's an adult man. But he says that his dog, Charlie, will do whatever you tell him to do. So he told Charlie to go and get the ducks.
Amazing.
And so Charlie went and got the ducks. First, he was like, should we call the fire department? He's like, let me try with Charlie. So Charlie goes down the storm drain. He said, all I said was, bring the ducklings out. So one by one, in his mouth, softly, and he walked the ducks out and laid them down.
It's amazing.
What in the world?
You know what I did with Stanley? They had this thing, and Stanley's my bulldog, thing on TikTok where you could take an egg and put it inside of a dog's mouth, and he'd be very be careful with it. He put an egg in. He put something hard in, maybe not, but the egg, it will show how a dog is very sensitive with it. Well, Stanley put the egg, gone.
He ate it.
No we just chance. Chopped it. I mean, it's immediately. That's there was nothing funny. Soft about it. He would have had a duck for dinner accidentally trying to save those things. But that's amazing. So shout out to Jorge. Shout out to Charlie in Cornelius, North Carolina. That's an amazing story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Breaking news. Amy will... Thank you. Boy, it scares the crap out of me. Amy will leave on Tuesday morning show to head to Hollywood.
Already?
Of next week.
Wow.
I mean, next week's a crazy week.
Yeah, Eddie, Hollywood moves fast.
I didn't realize
that. She's going to do her movie. She leaves Tuesday. Her flight's at like 9:30 or something, so she's going to work half the show, and then she's off to Hollywood.
How excited are you?
I mean, I'm excited, but I'm also nervous, and it doesn't seem real, and I have my script and all that, and it's printed out, and I have my parts highlighted, and I read over it, and I'm like, when I see my name next to it, it just all doesn't seem real.
How many lines do you have in the script?
More than I thought. More than I thought. Mm-hmm. Like I have a...
Can you not say?
I don't know what I can say and what I can't say. I don't know why I wouldn't be able to say that I have more interaction with the lead character than I thought. Like,
wow.
Like I thought, okay, I'm being brought in to do what I do, like host a thing for iHeart Radio. I mean, I'm Amy Brown. I'm playing myself. But then there's a scene with the main person, just me and her. Aha! And like what I have to say, they've defined in the script as pivotal.
Ooh, pivotal. I'm already hearing Oscar buzz.
Wow, that's like a plot twist?
Yeah.
No, that's very important.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, I didn't know what the word pivotal means.
Yeah.
How many, guess how many lines you have?
I guess I should say sections. Like, I see, like, six different blobs of words for me that are highlighted.
Did you give over 10 lines?
Well, some of it's the action. Like, I have to do a certain thing, like, walk to the car, or, you know.
That doesn't sound very hard.
No. I'm eavesdropping in one scene, and then
Oh my gosh.
Winking.
Why is it, oh my gosh?
Is she going to over-dramatize these, like, walking to the car?
I just know how many lines she has, and she's telling me about walking to a car.
Because I don't know how to, I don't have it in front of me to count for you. I can count and tell you later.
Okay, so you can't wink. Did you say winking? You can't wink.
Yeah,
You've
I know.
Never been able to wink.
I know.
Oh, no. Did you tell him that?
Not yet. I figured that's something I drop when I get there.
No, just try it and see what they say. All right, wink. Go. No, Amy's blinking. She can't wink.
Just one eye, Amy.
I know, but I have to really concentrate.
Go. No, that looks like you have some twitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. Okay, you have to really focus.
But how do you... I can't casually wink. Like, I have to... The winking I have to really think about. Like, it's not like in a scene.
But you got to think about it. It's coming out. Boom.
Oh, that's not going to happen. It's more like...
Cut.
Oh.
Do it again.
Oh, that's tough. You need a wink stunt double.
Oh, my
wink
goodness.
Double.
And then I do awkward when I wink. I do an awkward thing with my mouth.
Mm-hmm. This is who they cast?
Yeah, I don't know.
Lunchbox is upset because I didn't do this. I didn't pick her.
Yeah.
I didn't cast her.
You had nothing to do with that part.
They did. But why are you upset at this?
Well, I feel like Amy's going to go to Hollywood and she's going to make us look bad. I mean, what? Amy, the other day I look at you. You need to get you had your shirt on inside out and you had no idea. And if you show up to the set in Hollywood with your clothes inside out, they're going to be like, what kind of fool did we,
she can't wink, she can't dress.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you memorize your lines? Have you memorized them all?
Not yet, no. That's why.
You haven't memorized,
Are you running lines with anybody?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, myself and my kids interact.
Are you going to have someone there to help you with wardrobe to make sure your clothes are on the right side out? Because that's a major part of the movie.
They have wardrobe on set. I just had a call with her to go over everything. So, yes, I'm sure I'll have help.
Next week, Amy will be here for part of the week, but then she's off to Hollywood.
That's so
she's
cool.
Going to be a big old star. She is.
Wow.
Oh, we're very excited.
It's crazy.
You.
It's crazy. I mean.
Hey, break a leg.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know that he's being serious.
He whispered literally.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, wait a second. He probably really broken. Wants me to break my leg.
The U.S. Postal Inspection Service received almost 300,000 complaints of mail theft in 2020, up 160% compared to the previous year. You know, besides your personal info, mail thieves are hoping to steal your paper checks in the mail. The best thing you can do to combat check theft is to use secure digital payment methods. It is important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our information at risk on the internet. In an instant, a cyber criminal could steal what's yours, sometimes even harm your finances, your credit, your reputation. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number being for sale on the dark web. Every day, we put our information at risk on the internet. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using the promo code BONES. 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to lifelock.com, promo code BONES for 25% off. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way
to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. So what would you do in this situation? Because a woman near St. Louis was driving last weekend and she felt something down by her feet. So she's driving and she kind of feels like a, like something.
Oh.
It's a snake.
Rub on her feet. It's a snake.
Oh!
A snake was slithering around her legs and her feet as she was driving.
Oh my gosh.
It was five feet long.
No, she's lucky she didn't crash.
She drove straight to the police department. They helped her out. There's a picture of the cop holding the snake up. And it's huge.
Wow.
I don't even think I drive anywhere. I pull over and get out.
Yeah, like, I just crashed the
car. There's no way.
just run it right into the wall.
Just to kill a snake? Yeah. Going right to a light pole?
And kill you.
The snake somehow managed to get under the hood of her car.
Oh, and it came out.
So then they had to go and try to get it. According to snakesforpets.com, snakes like cars because they're warm, and they can get in through an open door or window. They can also find their way in through the undercarriage of your car.
Oh, my gosh.
That is from Fox 17. So what is your, if you're driving, what's the worst thing you could see down by your feet? I think lunchboxes is easy. Yours is a
snake.
Yes, his
snake,
is a snake,
snake
for
snake.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Wreck the car. I mean, I'd probably jump out while it's still moving. Like, just get me out of the car. I mean, out.
All right. Amy, you're driving. You look down. There's a blank at your feet, and it scares you to death. What is it?
Tarantula.
Okay. Eddie?
Yeah, I was going to go spider. I don't like spiders. And if it's, but you know what? I'll go ants. I don't like ants. And if there are ants biting my feet while I'm driving, I'm out.
I'm going to go with a dead cell phone. I got to go to pick it up, and I'm like, it's dead. Oh, no.
You crashed the car.
Yeah. Just run into a light pole. My phone's dead. Here's another driving story. This guy was doing 259 miles per hour.
Wow. In what?
On the highway.
But in
a car?
They pulled him over. They investigated him. But he's so rich, he now does not face charges.
That's terrible.
There is insufficient evidence to press charges. He was driving a Bugatti Chiron. The top speed is 261. And if it goes faster than that, the car tires burst. But they pulled him over on one of these crazy roads that don't have a speed limit. And they're like, dude, I know there's no speed limit, but this, you're going to kill somebody.
Wow.
So anyway, that's the situation. I don't even want to go that fast.
I didn't know cars went that fast.
We've talked about the fastest you've ever been, right?
Do you know? Yeah.
Like 90.
Driving yourself?
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Over 100. And it's not, it was about for 3 to 4 seconds, and it's like, all right, that's it. That's enough. And you are, I mean, you want to talk about adrenaline going when you're done? Woo, boy.
This car costs $3 million.
That's legit.
The car costs $3 million. Yeah, I don't even know how fast I've been before because I don't like going fast.
You don't go fast.
I don't like being high up in the air. I don't like going fast on the ground.
Probably 65 for you.
Maybe. But sometimes I don't even like to get to that number because I'm like, oh, I hit the number on the sign. Eddie, you?
90, oh, 92. No, I was late for a doctor's appointment, and I was really going fast. Like, I need to slow
down. Lunchbox? Speed racer here.
Hey, man,
you win.
It was high school.
Rebel days?
Yeah, my buddy's Camaro. Yeah, that thing could move. Down Mopac.
But why would you drive it fast?
Just to try it. because he was like, dude, you don't know how fast my car go. It can go.
Were there other cars on the highway?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I'd have to go at night when nobody
was. Well, I mean, it was night. It was like 8 o'clock at night.
Were you scared for cops?
Oh, scared of everything. I mean, I'm telling you, it was about 3 seconds, and it was just like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, it,
okay.
What was happening there?
Here's a voicemail from Sean in Clayton, North Carolina.
Like usual, Lunchbox is making me sick. He thinks everybody owes him something. If he didn't have the Bobby Bones Show, I personally don't think he would have anything. Have a great day.
That is referring to you squeezing Chris Jansen for a gift card for your whole family to go to dinner.
No, I didn't squeeze him. I was invited to something that said all in. And when my family was denied, I just came and aired my grievances. And if he didn't think he was in the wrong, he wouldn't offer me a gift card. He's offering me a gift card because
you're on a national radio show.
Because he feels like, man, we did kind of screw that up.
And he didn't invite you specifically. He sent out RSVPs to all the industry. And Lunchbox said, I'd like to come, me plus four, and that's also three of my kids, and we want to eat. And it's just an industry listening event. But you wanted to take it like a family vacation, big family dinner.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's coming in Monday of next week to perform, and we'll address this then. But hopefully you haven't taken the gift card yet.
No, I haven't got it yet, so hopefully he brings it with him.
On Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So urinals are becoming more and more popular, especially for people under the age of 50. Older people really aren't into the concept, but Home Depot sells residential urinals. They're showing up on HGTV shows when they're remodeling. And yeah, a lot of men are for it. And some of the women are like, oh, I don't really know about a urinal in my bathroom.
Well, I think men are for it because there's no lid to flip up or down.
Yeah.
We have one. It is not in our bedroom bathroom. It is in where the main living room is. We didn't put it there. The people before us had it. We haven't. It's black too, which is weird. It's a black urinal.
It's so weird.
We have a black urinal in our house. It's very shiny, and it's kind of awesome. It is. It's kind of awesome.
Just, I feel like I'm at a restaurant or a bar when I go
like
in
a
there.
Fancy one, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of awesome, and I understand the lid thing. I don't know that I would go and do it myself because you need two spots for it. If you're gonna put one in, it's just more room. But yeah, thumbs up for not having to install it, but having one.
Well, a bomb squad had to be called to the Miami airport because some novelty grenades were trying to go through in someone's luggage. So this is just a friendly reminder. That's probably not a good idea. There really is no easy way to travel with fake grenades at all in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, let's list them. No novelty grenades, no novelty dynamite.
Yeah.
Guns. No novelty guides to be a terrorist.
Last minute.
All that. You can't do any of that novelty stuff.
We were flying last minute one time, and I realized I had a switchblade in my bag.
But that was real. That wasn't novelty.
That was real. But I went over what you can do if you realize you have something you can't travel with is I went back to the where you check in with your ticket and you can mail it home to yourself or they'll store it in a locker for you at the airport for a fee. And when you come back through, you can get it on your way home.
What about your real grenades?
Did you? Oh, no.
No, you went through with those? All right, what else?
Snoop Dogg shared what he makes if he does a collab on a song. And it's a nice little price tag.
$250,000.
$250,000?
Yeah.
So if somebody gives you $250,000, that means that you'll jump
on. You get about
on.
16 bars.
16 bars?
Mm-hmm. And when it's time to do the video, I need to get another $250 up out of you.
All right. Big money.
And you, and you only got an hour, so get to filming.
Wow. Oh, only an hour? That's from Hip Hop World Podcast. And I don't know, Bobby, Raging Idiots, like you have a band. What's 16 bars?
It would be like if you're rapping, it's the amount of lines. It's basically, to make it easy, 16 lines-ish.
Okay. Is that a lot?
Yeah, it's probably 35, 40 seconds probably.
Okay. Well, Snoop Dogg, next Raging Idiots collab maybe.
No.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Fair Harbor makes the world's most comfortable beachwear. They've replaced mesh lining with their incredibly soft Breeze Knit Boxer Brief Liner. Go to fairharborclothing.com. Use the promo code COMFORT22 for 20% off. And say goodbye to mesh lining forever.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's a 94-year-old World War II veteran, Paul Roberts, and his home was completely destroyed by a fire last month. Well, his neighbors love him. They say he is the backbone of their neighborhood. So obviously they stepped up with clothes at first, you know, made sure that he was taken care of since everything was lost in the fire. Then they started a GoFundMe. $170,000 was made through that. And he just feels so loved by his community. They said that they just wanted to make sure that he was able to enjoy the rest of his life because he only has a few years left.
That's awesome. That right there is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
So as we talked about on the show, Eddie and I performed. We opened for Garth Brooks at his show in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It was a crazy show. There were 80,000 people. The whole thing was surreal because Garth just called me at home and was like, hey, you want to come out and open this show? And I was like, is this serious? And it was on like March 31st too, so I thought it was April Fool's. But it ended up being amazing. And so Garth does Inside the Studio G, which is the show he does on Facebook. And here is him giving his thoughts on the opening act. Here you go.
Bobby came out. Bobby was great, and they reacted great to him. And Bobby, I think Bobby's known more for, you know, for not live shows and stuff in a band. He handled himself great. It's like he'd been doing it, you know, for 100 years. They loved him. They loved the Arkansas connection, of course.
Right, exactly.
So his hometown boy does good. It was good. He handled it well.
I like that person in the background, too.
Yeah, who is that?
I don't know. I like her, though. That's what I need. Off mic, and yep, that's right. Exactly. But shout out Garth for mentioning that. That's pretty cool. Just a wonderful time. You know, we're fading off talking about it, but hard to not talk about something you think about every second of every day.
I know.
So that's that. Thanks, Garth. Appreciate that. Let's go over to Amy now and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a zombie who writes music?
What do you call a zombie who writes music?
A decomposer.
It's funny.
That's very funny. A decomposer. Decomposes.
That was the morning corny.
So I'll give you a famous American historical figure. You tell me if they were president or not. Okay?
Okay.
They probably all are confused for being presidents at some point. So president or not president? Amy, Benjamin Franklin. President or not president?
Not president.
That's correct. Lunchbox, Thomas Jefferson, president or not president?
Good grief. Oh, man. Not president.
Thomas Jefferson was the third president. Washington Adams Jefferson.
Didn't know that.
And then Adams.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
Alexander Hamilton.
Hamilton. No, nope, nope. He's on the $10 bill. He was the treasurer of the United States, but not a president.
Alexander Hamilton was never the president.
Yes!
Amy, James Madison.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna go president.
He was the fourth president.
Ooh.
That's correct. Which tells you what from earlier?
That I was wrong about the fourth president. When was Adams?
I just didn't want to correct you because I knew it was coming up.
Yeah, when was the second Adams president?
Eddie, Samuel Adams.
Nice. Hey, good trick. Beer, but not a president.
Why do you think he's on a beer?
Because it is. There's Samuel Adams beer.
I know, but why do you think he's on a beer?
Because he's a famous American.
He's a founding father, but not a president. Amy, John Jay.
John Jay what?
Who's that?
John Jay Abraham Schmidt.
You're saying John Jay, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Didn't he have more?
That's my
guy?
Name too. Okay, we just had a stroke on the air.
Another one.
Okay. John Jay what?
John Jay.
John Jay?
Yes.
Jay. Like J-A-Y?
Mm-hmm.
No, John, just Jay.
I've never.
President Jay.
I don't think so. Not a president.
He was a founding father, but not a president.
Oh,
these are all founding fathers.
Why have I never heard of John Jay?
John Tyler, Eddie.
Oh.
What, Amy?
I don't know. I don't know who this is.
John Tyler.
I'm like Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
A friend of mine that went to John Tyler High School in Tyler, Texas.
Oh, interesting.
John Tyler.
Dang.
President or not a president?
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. I feel like John Tyler was a president.
That's correct.
What?
Wow,
year?
What number?
He was the 10th president.
Wow. Oh, man, some of them just get lost in the mix, you know?
There's a lot of them.
Amy, John Hancock.
No. Mm-mm. He's the signature, but never president.
He was not a president, but was a founding father and the president of the Second Continental Congress.
That's a jazz dude.
No, that's Herbie Hancock. Oh. Eddie.
What?
William Henry Harrison.
You threw in his middle name to throw me off.
William Henry Harrison.
William Harrison is a president of the United States.
You're saying president?
William Harrison.
What I'm saying here, William Henry Harrison, president or not?
Yes, he's a president.
That's correct, and you went by William Henry Harrison.
Oh, he did? By all names? I didn't know that.
Amy, Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr?
Mm-hmm. How else would you say that, Bones?
And Burr.
Aaron Burr. Burr. Okay. I don't know. Toss up. So, president.
He was a vice president.
Dang it! Did someone die and then he became president?
No, he actually shot Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
In a duel. And then in the milk commercial, the guy that calls the phone line is like, who shot Alexander? He's like, Emma. And he's like, I can't hear you. And he's like, Emma. And they're like, got milk?
He had just eaten cookies, but there was no milk.
Yeah, I get it.
Eddie, for the win.
Come on.
Oh, for the win.
Come on.
I mean.
Give me another beer.
President or not president? Millard Fillmore.
Dang, Amy, did you go to Fillmore Middle School?
I went to Fillmore.
Oh, okay.
Don't help him, Amy.
What's his name, Bones?
Millard Fillmore.
Nah, just a rich American, not a president.
Millard Fillmore was the 13th president.
No!
Yes! All right, we gotta do thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay.
Don't look at each other. Put your thumb up or thumb down for Patrick Henry, a president or not a president? Thumb up or thumb down?
Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry, thumb up or thumb down?
Patrick Henry.
Stop yelling
Amy,
at
Amy, put your thumb up or down.
Patrick Henry, thumbs up or thumb down? Amy went thumbs up. Eddie went thumbs down. Oh, so one of you win.
Oh, Bill.
Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death.
Oh, thumbs down.
But he was not a president. Yeah! Eddie is the winner.
Woo. He was like on top of a horse or something.
No, he was in a room. Like a poor room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, basically.
Not a horse?
Yeah.
You're thinking of Paul Revere.
Yeah. And he said the British are coming. Eddie, nice job, buddy.
Thank you, man.
What's the Powerball tonight, Lunchbox?
Like 500. 475 million.
I thought it was already there last time.
Well, that's what it says right now, so I guess they haven't calculated what it's going to be. When you go to Powerball.com, it still has it at the 400 and whatever million dollars.
So you think it'll probably be up around 6 or so by tonight?
Yes, that's what I assume, because I figure more people are going to be buying tickets. Boom, 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 boom. You go to the gas station, it's going to be a long line.
The Powerball jackpot, probably over $500 million. Oh. The number one Powerball jackpot of all time, 2016, $1.5 billion.
Wow.
A B.
A billionaire. Just like that.
Crazy.
That's the only one that someone won a straight $1 billion. Not even million.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. $1.5 billion.
Overnight.
Number two, $768 million. Well, now that just seems like nothing. Yeah. Chump change.
I know. Once you say the B.
Because then I can just go down the rest and you're like, oh, that's not. But Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Maryland, California, that's where the last five have hit. All over $700 million, but that is life-changing stuff, obviously. Mm. The odds of winning the Powerball tonight are 1 in 292,201,338. That's your odds.
Yeah. Not good odds, but guess what? There's a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Better odds if you play, if you don't play.
So you have better odds to actually become a saint. For them to say. So... it's the declaration of a deceased person as an officially recognized saint. Happens to about 1 in 20 million people.
Oh.
So you would be Saint Lunchbox before you would win the lottery.
I bet you if I won the lottery, I'd have a better chance of being a saint.
Okay.
You have a better shot of being an astronaut of winning the lottery. 1 in 12 million.
You almost could have done that.
He did almost do that.
No.
He was almost
in a drawing.
Oh, right. Yeah. But that's close.
That's not almost.
That's close,
like, he
to
entered
doing
a drawing
that
with like millions of other people and didn't win that. Dying in a plane crash.
Ooh.
1 in 11 million. Which, by the way, that makes me feel pretty good. If that's all it is.
Right.
Because I hate flying.
Nobody wants that.
Being a U.S. president. You have a better chance of being a U.S. president, Lunchbox. 1 in 10 million.
What?
Than winning the lottery.
That's crazy. That's mind blowing because I don't think I could ever be president because people I'd say I'm running and then all the dirt would come out.
Yeah, I don't think you have a lot of dirt. I think you would like for people to think
that's
you have a lot of dirt.
That's why he couldn't be president.
All the dirt.
I probably think of
there
like
other reasons.
A laundry list of reasons.
But again, the odds are 20 times better for you to become a U.S. president than to win the lottery.
Wow.
And you spend so much money on this.
Yeah.
Why not just spend $5 and it gives you something to look forward to?
Because more tickets, more chances. Because the more tickets you buy, the more combination of numbers you're going to get.
I would say that it affects you. You're spending. You're spending more of your net worth than the odds are getting better for you to win.
Right. But I like to have more tickets in my hand because that's more combinations that I have. And, man, if when I win, my net worth ain't going to care about those little measly $6 I spent on those tickets.
And then finally, you have a better chance of becoming a movie star, one in 1.5 million. But you probably already think you're going to do that anyway.
I'm going to be there anyway, so it doesn't matter. That means I'm going to be two miracles are going to happen to me in my lifetime.
First thing you would do. Let's say you win tonight.
Yeah.
Did you have how many tickets?
Well, I will have probably about 150 tickets.
How do you even look at all those?
One by one, just go through the numbers. Boom.
And 150 tickets cost?
$300, unless you want to do the Powerball. You know, you want to do the multipliers and all that. But I don't do that. I'm not greedy. I just want.
Say it again.
I'm not greedy.
What?
That's not true.
No, it's.
Everybody backs away from the lightning to hit him.
So when I win, I don't care about doubling it, tripling it. Nah, that's too much because you don't want to be disappointed. Like, oh, you didn't triple it. Nope, just give me the $454 million, $500 million, whatever it is, and I'll take it and buy an island.
So you can win more than the actual number they're saying?
Yeah, you have mega pliers.
Really?
But you can win more than that?
Yes.
I don't know they have more than that. Isn't that like the max except for the school?
Yeah,
like,
how do they triple that much money?
I've never done it. I don't know. I don't mess with that. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're always like, oh, you want to do the mega plier, the bonus ball? Nope, just give me the straight ticket.
That be if you don't win the jackpot and you hit the bonus ball, it doubles or triples it?
Yeah, so maybe like
I don't think you know how to play the lottery.
Maybe
no,
what
I don't play that number. I'm telling you, I don't play those multipliers because it costs more.
But I don't think you can double the main prize if you hit it all. I think it's just
it's other ones.
Yeah.
So then if Lunchbox hits the jackpot, he won't win the max money that
yes,
we've been.
He will.
I will.
He will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He will, because the mega...
Okay. Don't talk to Eddie. He doesn't know
no,
how
to no, no, play.
I don't.
Either.
I don't
I'm
play.
I'm not talking to anybody right now.
I don't
now.
Play.
But, guys, if I win, won't
what,
be here tomorrow.
Would you give us all 1 million if you win
no,
half a billion?
No,
it's one.
What?
It's one.
No.
What?
Why would I give you a million?
First you thing you do tonight if you win. First thing, if you see it on TV, you got the ticket in your hand.
Oh. Scream out loud, run up and down the street, letting everybody know.
Oh, you want to let everybody know?
Why would you let everybody know?
Because you want everybody to know you're loaded with money. You're rich.
Okay.
Is that why you'd like to be rich, to let everybody know?
Yes. And to live the life just to be chilling and not have any responsibility and just do whatever I want.
Would you rather, and this is the last thing I'm going to ask you about money, would you rather have so much money and never be able to share it with anyone that you have all that money?
Like you mean share it, like tell them?
Like or tell it. Nobody can
secret.
Know.
Oh, I can't flaunt
let's
it?
Let's say you have $10 million, boom, right into your bank account today. But you cannot tell a single person. You can't even allude to the fact that you have made any more money. Or would you rather have no more money than what you have right now, but everybody thinks you're so rich?
Oh, I'd rather have no more money and everybody think I'm rich.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Everybody looking at me like,
you don't want the real money?
He's a baller.
He's crazy.
So you want no more money, but people to act like you have a lot more money.
Yeah. Okay. Because if they think you're rich, they give you access to everything.
Okay,
hey, come to my party. Come to my club. Come to my restaurant.
I think fame is more access than just money. Money buys in, but if you're famous, they give you stuff.
Yeah, because also if you're famous, they assume you have... like lots of money.
Exactly. There
but
you go,
Lunchbox,
Amy. Assume the lot.
His current image does nothing to reflect this desire.
Fake it now.
He doesn't fake it now at all.
Well,
no
I can't fake it
no
now.
Clothes,
I can't have a
no
Lamborghini.
You could wear a suit every day.
Yeah, you
people
wear the same hoodie.
People fake it all the time. They go. I'm not advising this.
My
but
uncle
if this
did
was
it for
your
years.
True desire, you could. You know, get things, go into debt, like, and then you could have this
do
life
it,
you want.
Do it, but do it, that's do not, it.
That's the whole point. I don't want to fake it where I'm in debt. I want you to think I'm rich, but I can't go into debt for it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
And you're not getting $1 million.
Good luck, buddy. You are going to love Legacy Box, or your mom is going to love Legacy Box, because it is the simplest and safest way to digitize all your aging but important videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, pictures, all so they're preserved forever. Legacy Box has been trusted by over 1 million families to convert these meaningful moments.
This Mother's Day, give the gift of a lifetime of memories, digitized forever. You can help your mom relive the moments that make motherhood so special. I'm a mom and I would love this gift. I mean, think about your parents and the boxes or bins of old home movies and photos that they have in storage. What memories do you wish you could relive or even pass down to your kids?
Legacy Box can digitize 19 different types of media, VHS to Super 8, whatever it is, right? Celebrate mom with Legacy Box's best Mother's Day sale ever. Go to legacybox.com/bones for 60% off. Buy today to take advantage of this offer. Send in when you're ready. Legacybox.com/bones to save 60% on Legacy Box, the perfect Mother's Day gift. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Dr. Miguel Rib was on his way home from dinner in Miami. He went out to eat with some friends. When he's driving, he sees someone bloodied on the side of the road. And he pulls over, and what had happened is a guy was getting off the bus, missed the step, fell forward, boom, busted his head. So he stabilized him, called 911, brought him back to, consciousness, I guess is what you call it, until the paramedics arrived and the guy's in stable condition.
Would you know how to stabilize somebody?
I think you just hold their head there. I don't know.
Is that what they're talking about?
I don't think so.
Or is that just a vague term to use to just
make sure he's okay?
Yeah.
Like
vital-wise.
Is that what it,
That's right here. I hear stable. Stable, vital.
I hear call 911 and just
stay
away.
And pray. Call 911 and hold them still. Yeah, that's a great story, though. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It is time for the most important segment of the day. Let's get to the big stories.
Bobby's Big Stories.
At 89 years old, Elizabeth Williams decided to fix the potholes on her street after she says Nobody else would do it.
Wow.
Almost 90. She had bids from three different contractors in the first week of looking because she's trying to do it herself. But she was like, they ain't going to do it, and I'll just go do it. She paid $5,000 out of her own pocket to go fix the road. The company says it either has or will reimburse her, and they're going to completely resurface the road. Yeah, because the story's out probably.
Yeah.
Mm. She's 90 years old, filling potholes. But I tell you, where we live, if it gets cold, you know there are going to be some massive craters in the road every single time.
It's ridiculous.
Busted wheels, not just blown tires, but busted wheels from potholes on the interstate. And you know who pays for that? Nobody.
Mm-hmm. You do.
Me. There ain't no fund set up to fix that because they'd be broke because everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
It's awful around here. A man is shot in an argument over a parking space from Waxahachie, Texas.
Hey.
This is where Mikey's from.
Mikey's
hometown. Represent. A man is recovering in a hospital after his neighbor shot him over a parking spot.
Dang, neighbor.
Waxahachie police confirmed in a press release that the shooting was about a parking space that was captured on camera. His wife, Irina Post, told Action 4 News that her husband, Shane, was shot when a neighbor became angry with him after a truck was parked in the neighbor's parking spot. Doorbell footage from a Ring camera shows her walking out of her house just as her husband, Shane, was being dropped off. Before she could reach the truck, her neighbor was angrily confronting her husband, pulled a gun out of his pocket, and shot him in the torso.
Dang.
Here's a clip of the incident being described on Action 4 News.
The two men started arguing. Moments later, the neighbor pulled a gun out of his robe pocket and shot Shane in the torso. As Shane limped away, the neighbor yelled again.
Get out of my spot!
The gunshot seriously damaged Shane's colon, liver, and kidney. His mother, Dorothy, still in shock.
I can't process it over someone shooting him over a parking space.
So, this is somebody feeling disrespected, and I think that's where mostly the shooting comes from. I'm sure there were some words.
Oof. Probably a little bit of history, too.
He got a gun in his robe.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean,
there's got to be history.
Their neighbors, there had to have been something.
Just had a gun chilling on him. There you go. The neighbor was arrested, but bonded out of jail. He's still in the hospital. Damage to his colon, liver, and kidney.
Gosh. Yeah, that's awful.
Action 4 News. Well, something like this has been happening on Lunchbox. Does it scare you a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, because Amy's the one that says, you know, you got to be careful because your neighbor's going to know that you did it, and Friday is his deadline, so...
To move the car from in front of your house.
Yeah, and he never wears a robe, though, so I think I should be good.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a robe.
Yes, it does. All right. Hey, trust me. If he's not in a robe, you're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
you're good.
Okay.
Payroll mistakes always are unfortunate. I've had them happen to me where they've paid me too much.
Oh, yeah. Big problem.
And then, you don't, and time goes by, and they're like, we don't take that money back. And I'm like, wait, what? Huh? You take money back? What money? Then you play dumb.
Oh, yeah. I get money.
Money? Those stink. But... when you don't make a ton of money, then you have to pay them back, too. It's unfortunate. In Alabama, two school employees are finding out there's a lunchroom manager who was told that she'd been miscredited for too many years of service after a promotion, and she had to pay back $23,000.
Oh, my.
That's too much money.
But did she know?
Then an employee who went from nurse to teacher received a letter that she'd mistakenly been overpaid $33,000 over the last several years. Both employees are being asked to pay back the money in one lump sum, or over the next 6 years in form of a monthly or yearly installment from WBRC.
But here's the thing. If that's spread out over two paychecks a month for a few years, like you may not, they may not really know that it's adding up to that. That's not like it's an obvious $33,000 on one paycheck where it's like, what?
Well, let's break it down. So let's just say it's $30,000, and let's say it's happened over 6 years.
Yes.
That's $5,000 a year.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's $5,000 a year. Let's just say it's $6,000 a year for the math. So you are looking at $500 a month. It's $250 a paycheck. You're probably not going to notice that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, after
and guys,
after
I know, taxes. I know if
but
I
with
have
taxes
$50
and
more.
FICA, and sometimes it's up more.
Yeah. I mean,
retirement.
It's all this, and you're like, oh, wow, I guess maybe interest rates are up or down. You don't know what that means. You're just assuming.
Okay.
Yeah, I totally see how that could have slid under the radar and them not be at fault, and now they're like, wait, what?
You know, and that's how I do my math a lot of times.
How?
I go, okay, well, five doesn't. Let me just do six. And you heard my head do math. I'm like, well, it's easier to divide by this, so let's just change it a little
bit. I appreciated that. I was going to have to get a calculator.
The world of emojis can be difficult, especially if you didn't grow up in them. But the DEA now has a new chart to help parents determine when their kids might be using emojis as a code for drugs.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That is good stuff.
Some coding includes red yellow capsules if they put those.
Pills.
Yeah, Percocet, Xanax, oxycodone, basically. Bomb or explosions, next two things that you could be taking is high potency of those things.
Oh.
Money faces or cash bags. That's a dealer advertising, yeah. Like I got some. Cookies.
What is that?
Cookies? Large batches.
Oh, man, that's... I'm just going to say cool, but...
It's not cool.
Why did that one...
Because I was...
I thought cookies.
No, when you said cookies, the first thing I thought about was marijuana because you get hungry, but large batches because you... That's just...
Buy cookies in it, yeah.
Yeah, you buy them and that's creative.
I wouldn't have known that. Cough syrup, obviously, if grapes combined with a Purple Heart and a baby bottle, that's like the...
syrup.
Yeah. So man, the hydrocodone.
Creative.
Oh. And then a snowflake or an eight ball.
Oh, that's the white stuff.
Cocaine. That's from Fox 32 Chicago. A DEA special agent, Shane Catone, says that those emojis in specific order can indicate a drug deal is going down, and they can now use them at times to prove that's the case.
Wow.
So, sometimes, like I have done a deal with some players from the University of Arkansas to represent a hoodie, a clothing line that I have coming up. And, you know, they're 20, 21 years old. And I was texting with one of them. And I said something. He said, yeah, say less. And he kept going. And I was like, say less? What? Is he going to stop talking to him?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, I had to look it up. It means I understand.
Say less? Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, say less.
That's funny.
What? It means I understand. I had to, and I almost never have to look stuff up.
We're getting old, dude.
And I said, I thought he was telling me to stop talking.
Hey, man.
I was like, I'm sorry. I'll stop that.
Like, say that's less. Their way of saying, like, say no more.
I got it.
Well, I don't know. I just looked up. He said, say less. And I went, he doesn't like me texting him, or I Googled, put it in Google, and it said it means you understand.
Oh.
So say less means you understand. So there you go. 118-year-old sister Andre is now the world's oldest person. She's been crowned the oldest person alive at 118 years and 73 days following the death of the previous record holder, Kane Tanaka. I don't want this title.
That sounds painful.
You're next up.
Yeah.
You got your ticket. You're walking to the line. All right. I don't mind being 118. I just don't want to be the oldest person.
But what are they really 118?
Why wouldn't they be?
Why would they lie?
Because it's just so old. I mean,
I guess it depends on if they have records, right? And I think 118 allows there to be some official records.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like, whoopsie, they forgot, and it's about 10 years off. Or 20.
That's from the New York Post. It does happen. There are some kids that play baseball, and it's like, no, I swear I'm 11. Hmm. So you're 24. Nope, prove it.
Prove it. Mustache.
Yeah, I'm playing it. Yeah. A male version of the pill is set for human trials. So they want to give men an option for birth control. A male version of the birth control pill appears ready for human trials. The test on mice showed the pill to be 99% effective.
What does it just do? Kill the swimmers?
You know, when it comes to what it actually does, yes, in the end, but I can't tell you scientifically how it's doing what it's doing. I don't even know what an Advil does, buddy. So you want me to sit here and tell you what a pill does? I just know when my head hurts, I take it, and then for some reason, sometimes it feels better.
Yeah, how does the internet work?
I don't know, man. I do click, click. I type in my little password, and I'm on. Right. So that's from Unilad. And I think what I've tried the pill, and I go, yeah, I would have. But in reality, I wasn't hooking. I had nothing going on.
Oh.
So why would I have needed to?
Oh, yeah.
But adult men can take it. Grown, like 40,
yeah, even that.
50.
But he doesn't need it now.
I'm telling you. Yeah, there's never been a time where I would have needed it because nobody ever wanted to touch me. But I would have if I'd have been like hot.
Sorry, man.
All right. And a man gets 2 years for using his twin's ID for veteran benefits. A Florida man was sentenced Tuesday to 2 years in federal prison for using his twin brother's stolen identity to obtain tens of thousands of dollars in military veteran benefits.
It's not nice, but 2 years is a lot of time.
That's a lot of time.
Stole a bunch of money, though. Yeah. He stole money.
Now, did he steal money
and
or did
Valor.
He go to...
And stolen Valor.
Valor.
Valor and money.
Okay. Bigger, I just pictured him like parking in the parking spots.
Yeah, I imagine him going to a restaurant and getting a discount, like $5 off.
To obtain... Wayne Bowen, 64 bucks, was sentenced in Jacksonville Federal Court. He pleaded guilty to aggravated identity theft. He must also pay $63,000 in restitution. They gave him $32,000 in medical service. HUD gave him $18,000 in housing. The U.S. Department of Agriculture funded him $12,000 in nutritional benefits. So, I mean, he was taken.
Nah, I like the 2 years.
Yeah. That's from AP News.
Good.
Those are your big stories.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Over to the phones, this is Cam, who lives in Georgia. He has a question about the relationships of two people on the show. Cam, what's up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. What can I do for you?
Well, I was listening to the show, and I've been thinking this for a while now, but I thought, oh, there's no way that's the truth. Because, you know, in light of your show's slogan, right, a bunch of friends, I was like, nah, they're probably all just joshing with each other. But I couldn't help but, especially this morning, I was like, man, I just get this vibe that Eddie and Lunchbox don't really like each other.
Okay.
I just get this feeling that there's some animosity in that relationship. And I was wondering, I don't know, maybe some other listeners might think that too. But, yeah, I thought it'd be at least an interesting topic for a discussion on the show.
Animosity, jealousy.
Interesting.
His phone's a little muffled there, so we're going to turn you down. But any truth, Eddie, to you and Lunchbox not getting along at times?
I think we have very different personalities. We have different opinions on things.
But you do get along.
But this is my dude. Like, yeah, we're friends, absolutely.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, we get along. I mean, I think Eddie gets a little bit of jealousy when it comes to me. And so he tries to, like, outshine me, but he doesn't do a good job of it. And so, but yeah, we get along sometimes, but we're friends.
We are friends.
But friends.
Why do you say it like that? We're friends.
We're friends.
I'm saying we're friends.
We are friends.
Yeah.
Not, you don't always get along the greatest of friends. You have different opinions and different ways of life. And
what do you feel like Eddie gets most jealous about when it comes to you?
Is that people like me so much. Oof. And Eddie wants to be liked so bad.
I don't think anyone likes
him. He can't understand why people like me and like they don't give him the attention. Like, man, I want to be like Lunchbox.
Okay, well, but you two are friends. Everybody,
yeah, we're friends.
Yeah, we all have close relationships in different ways. We've been together forever. Amy, how long have you and I been together?
Forever, ever. Since 2006, do the math, 16 years?
You can do that. She just says do the math.
Is that right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, do the math, yeah. So we've been together for a long time. Let's go to Lori in Ohio. We were talking about the Powerball earlier because it's tonight, and you have a better shot of at being named a saint than winning the Powerball. Lori, what's happening with you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say my husband spent $25 on the Pick 3 a couple months ago. He bought 25 individual tickets. He just kept going back thinking our daughter's birthday was going to come in, and it did. And he ended up winning $12,500 and didn't have to pay a penny in taxes on that.
Because it's under a certain amount.
Yes, and they were all individual tickets.
I know. Wow. I think added up into this total income, you'll probably have to pay some in that chunk, though, right? Just not on that specifically.
Claim it or whatever.
Right. I'm not the tax guy. Lunchbox is the tax expert.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, if you won all the money tonight, what would you do with the taxes?
Well, I would have to pay taxes right away. I would take, you know, because they take it out because it's such a large sum of money. But I think hers is, like she said, 25 tickets. So she won probably a few hundred dollars on each one, so that's not taxable.
But even, well, I don't know if this is true, by the way.
No, it is. Like when you go to the casino.
But let's say you make $40,000 a year, and then you have this other $13,000 that he won.
Yeah.
So now you've made $53,000 total. Is that $53,000 taxed as a one body of?
It will be if they gave you a form at the lottery office. Hopefully you got away with where you could go to the convenience store and cash each one just at the convenience store so there's no record of it. But if he went to the lottery office and got $12,000 in one lump sum, he's going to get taxed at the end of the year.
By the way, I don't know if this is true or not what he's saying.
No idea.
But anytime you're trying to get away with something, I would say that's not the way to do taxes.
Yeah. Anytime you're trying to be like, I didn't get a form.
Yeah. You're trying to get away with it. I don't know. All right, take your hands, if you're in studio, and grab your chair, like grab the seat of it, and hold on tight, because someone's about to spill the tea.
Oh,
that's right.
Let's spill the tea!
In the next segment, someone wants to spill the tea, and it has to do with someone stealing, and the person stealing is not Lunchbox.
Yes!
What?
Yeah! Eat that! I'm not the thief around here. Everybody always calls me the thief.
Well, no, you still can be. There's only there's not just one thief.
Okay.
But someone is going to spill the tea on theft.
Wow, okay.
Someone is going to get called to the old carpet.
Well, is there a punishment for this then?
Well, you're asking a lot of questions. Maybe you're spilling.
Well, I don't know.
You stole. All right. We'll come back. We will spill the tea next. Introducing the first ever Hyundai Ioniq 5. This thing has all the tech you would ever want. It's fully electric inside and out. Your journey at its most evolved. The Hyundai Ioniq 5, extremely limited availability. Available in select states only. Contact your Hyundai dealer for availability details. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. All right, let's go over to Mike in San Antonio and we'll talk to him. And then someone will spill the tea.
Let's spill the tea.
All right, Mike, you're up first. You've been holding for so long. I want to put you on here. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, yeah, how's it going? I was just, good morning, Bobby, and good morning, studio.
Morning.
I was just wondering, that last caller about people not liking each other on the show. What about Lunchbox and Abby?
Yeah, what about Lunchbox and Abby? Where does this relationship
What about her?
What? No. That's the question.
No.
Where does this stand?
Guys, I never disliked Abby. You guys act like I disliked her. I dislike her singing. That's it.
But you were mean to her.
Okay.
You really liked her. Yeah. I hear she's about to feature on a new song. I even heard the song yesterday.
Well, yeah, because you wrote it.
Nope. That's not the one we wrote.
We're not done with that one.
We're not done. There's a song that's going to be coming out soon that she's actually got a feature part on.
No.
Wow.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like, you can be mean to someone you like when you're, and I'm not mean. I'm honest.
It's tough love.
It's tough love. Okay. Yeah. People do it with their kids
all
the time.
So you like her.
I like Abby.
Yeah. Abby, do you like Lunchbox?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I just don't like her voice.
Oh, boy.
Okay, when he says stuff like that, okay, thank you.
Abby, thank you. Sorry you had to be brought back into this.
It's okay.
All right, thank you, Mike. He likes her, just doesn't like her voice.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. Let's do it. Ray, hit that button again. Let's spill the tea!
Let's spill the tea!
So someone on the show here is a thief. Everybody grab their seats again, because it's about to be a...
No, I don't need to grab.
You don't need... Oh, yeah, you're
I don't
clear.
Need to
you're
grab. Clear. I ain't a thief. I'm not a thief.
Brace yourselves, because the person spilling the tea is... Eddie.
Good
Eddie,
morning, everybody.
Who... not who. What is the person stealing?
Money.
our money, guys. Everyone in this studio's money.
Everyone's money.
Everyone's money.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
What does Scuba Steve do?
Oh, it's a good question. A lot, actually. He is the executive producer of the show. He sits in the glass room. He basically handles everything that's not me talking on air.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the guy. He manages with sales. He does sales stuff. Talks with them every day. He puts fires out for me constantly when I say stupid stuff.
Content for the show.
Let's stick to sales. I like that, Bones.
Okay.
Because Scuba is the bridge between sales and us, right? He always sends emails like, hey, Bobby, are you good to voice for ED? No, Scuba, I don't have ED.
Why?
Yeah, right? Like, Amy, are you good to voice for umbrellas? Sure, I like umbrellas.
Okay.
Well, that's because we do the commercials. Scuba has the meetings with the salespeople, and he tells them, oh, Bobby's your guy. Amy's your girl. Lunchbox is your guy. I heard Scuba on the radio the other day, boys and girls, doing a commercial.
Oh, so you think he stole it from somebody else?
Wow.
On the show?
Like his job is to be like, oh, yeah, Eddie can totally read for that. But I don't think they say, hey, Scuba, can you read for this? I think Scuba was like, let's not ask these people if they want to do it. I'll do this one.
Hey, Scuba, what are you endorsing?
So this is a great example as to why Eddie is not the executive producer of the show, because this is a client that has conflicts with everybody in that room, and they also asked for me.
They asked for you?
Yeah, they asked for me. I've had people ask for me, and I've turned down clients just because I don't have the time for it. But this one, I was like, okay, I'll do it. It's fine, especially because that you guys couldn't fill this particular position because of all the conflicts you have.
Okay.
So it sounds shady. No, it's called Flex Car, and it's about vehicles. Everyone in there is tied to a vehicle, especially in this market. You could not be a part of this. So I took on the position, and I'm reading for it.
So you do Flex Cars?
Flex Car, yeah.
What is it?
So Flex Car is basically, so if you don't own a car or you don't want to own a car, it's a way to essentially borrow a car for a period of time. For miles or...
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool,
really cool, actually.
It's big in a lot of cities like San Francisco.
He's convincing us with his endorsement. We're all like, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cool.
Use my promo code and you get 100 free miles.
What's the promo code?
Scuba.
Oh, nice.
S-C-U-B-A.
Is it a national thing? Is it a...
So they're based in Boston and they're trying to expand a lot of markets. Atlanta's one of them. Nashville.
Where are you doing the voicing?
Here in Nashville.
Okay. And Ray couldn't do it? Like Ray...
No, Ray is tied to Hyundai.
Yep.
Morgan couldn't do it?
Morgan's tied to Jeep.
Go ahead. Keep going down the line.
Keep going. I got them all. Try me.
Let's bust them.
Amy?
Amy's tied to Nissan.
Eddie?
Eddie's tied to Jeep, and he has a Ford somewhere.
And
Lunchbox?
Lunchbox is tied to Toyota.
Ram.
Wow.
And your Hyundai.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, wow, okay.
What do we do?
Wow.
What do we do
here, guys?
Hold on. Abby?
Abby's not part of the equation.
Oh! What? Why are you part of the equation?
They didn't ask her. They didn't ask about her.
There was her voice.
And it's her voice.
They didn't want to hear her voice either. They didn't want her...
Yeah.
Okay, then do we feel like Scuba just actually did it because he had to?
Yeah, and there's been things that I've thrown away for the last 2.5 years that I pass on because it's not right for me to take it. It's not like I'm doing this weekly. This is the one time in 2+ years.
So you had enough of that.
I feel like Eddie brought the tea and Scuba dumped it on Eddie.
Well, we were supposed to sip it, but he dumped it on my head.
Well, that's not really how Spill the Tea is supposed to work.
No, it's not.
You can mess with
proofs through facts that you're wrong.
Yeah, I kind of assumed something.
Did
and
you
it
know
was
that
wrong.
Was it, Scuba, what he was going to do?
I had a feeling based on the teas and everything and what I knew was going to happen today, so yeah.
What other commercials have you stolen from us?
That's it. That's the only one.
That's the only one?
Yeah.
So you did.
Aha! Well, that's the one.
Got him!
I rest Simon my case.
Well, that was more You're interesting than I wording. Thought. I thought maybe someone was stealing paper or pins or...
No.
That's stealing, too.
Yeah, that is stealing.
Not from anybody here. Who cares? It's a company.
No, yeah. But that's the thing. We should care.
Yeah, of course we should.
Paper clips.
You know who's really good at... Scuba's really good at spots, and Ray's really good at spots.
Yeah, Ray's really great at them.
Mm-hmm. Ray just lost one recently, but other than that, all good.
Well, he lost it because of his...
Can we mention it again, Ray?
Addiction.
Yeah, that's fine with it. I don't care.
Ray went to... Because Ray might have a bit of a gambling problem, and he talked about it on the air. And we always talk about you should get help if you have a gambling problem. I'm a big advocate of that. And Ray went and had, and then the gambling company dropped.
Because he sought help.
Well, no, because he said he had a bit of a problem.
Right.
Because you can't have someone like that.
If he had went to help and they said, no, you're great, and he talked about it, that would have been perfect.
But he said it was mild, that the therapist said he was cleared to gamble.
He wasn't cleared. There's no such thing as cleared to gamble. Yes. That's not a diagnosis. Yeah. He said at times it gets like moderately an issue.
Okay. Yeah. Mild to moderate.
Yeah.
I mean.
I don't think you ever walk out like, all right, no, you're good to go. Hit it up. Hey, go twice as hard, buddy.
Here's 100.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a little behind the scenes here on the show. Scuba, good job, buddy. We like it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Want better skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash hydrates for healthier looking skin in just 14 days. From dry and dull to firm and radiant. With Olay Body, you feel fearless in your skin.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Boston, Massachusetts. A 53-year-old woman was so excited, she decided, I'm going to learn how to drive. Gets her learner's permit, and a family member's like, all right, I'll let you drive my car. Where's somewhere you can't hit anybody? We'll go drive in the parking lot of the cemetery.
The cemetery. Okay, just the parking lot, though.
Yeah. Safe.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't about the cemetery as much as it was. There just happened to be a parking lot at the cemetery.
Yes, where there wouldn't be people and...
Did the same thing, right? Not the cemetery, but a parking lot. Yeah,
yeah, so 53-year-old woman loses control of the car, crashes through 8 gravestones.
Oh.
8?
So now she's haunted, and that's the other part of this.
Yes, and so they don't know if she's going to have to pay for the headstones or how they're going to handle that, but...
What if you're the family of somebody who...
I mean, headstones are not cheap.
Well, even then, you may feel like your loved one's been...
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. All around, it's just not good.
So what? Nothing happened to her.
No charges were filed, but she doesn't know if she's going to drive again.
Or if she'll be haunted again.
Yeah, she's going to be haunted by a lot of spirits.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
There's a guy back in 1988. He bought a whole, barrel of really nice whiskey. And I'm assuming whiskey comes in barrels if you buy a lot of it. All I see it is that... The grocery store or the liquor store. Yeah. But apparently you can buy a lot of it. And he spent $6,300 on this big old 100-gallon barrel.
Cool.
Right. And it was fancy whiskey, obviously, $6,300. And he forgot about it. Again, it just sat in storage. And somebody's like, hey, you know this is pretty good stuff. And he's like, I remember I spent $6,000 on it. He then put it up for auction, and he... $1.2 million.
What?
Wow.
He's going to make over $1 million on it.
Huh?
How long was it in storage?
88 to now. 88, 98, 2008, yeah. 2018. 34 years.
Apparently, it gets better with age. So,
well, yeah, I mean
yes. That's why.
But 34 that's... years is not 100. Yeah. And also for $1.2 million?
That's a lot of money.
That's crazy. The previous record for this much whiskey being sold was in 2021 for $560,000. That stuff, you better drink it. It better make all your PBs tingle, you know? Even if you only have one, you need all of them to tingle for that kind of money. Do you even drink it or do you just have it?
Yeah, well,
because if you drink it, that's money gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you just have it as like an investment and you keep selling it years?
But at some point, is it going to go bad or it's always good?
No, I think it's always good. It's aged.
Wild.
I don't know. Who tests that out?
Yeah, somebody's got to try.
But aging for what? If you never drink it, is it truly aging?
I don't know. They could tap it open and charge per cup.
Because
make their money back.
Okay.
Start a little business with a barrel.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a keg party. Yeah. All right, $5 a cup, guys. But this is like $25,000 a cup. All right, guys. So I saw that and just blown away at how much. I did see a watch that was sold by Sotheby's, the auction house, for $7.7 million yesterday. It was like a watch from like the 40s.
Oh.
And it was a watch. And it looks old school, but I don't know.
It's like gold, diamonds?
There's just things that I don't understand because I'm just not educated in them.
Yeah.
But it sold for almost $8 million. A watch. Would you ever wear that?
No.
Or do you... Right.
I would think it's on display.
Yeah, sure. But like the whiskey. If it doesn't tell time, is it even a watch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm, good point, Bones.
I'm full Socrates today. All right. That's what's up. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones Show.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing, too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.